So I'm here with Dave Oat after a 2-1 home defeat in the Aldershot Senior Cup against Camberley Town. Dave, I suppose a difficult night for you, really. Great season overall, or very good season overall, but obviously disappointing to end the season with a home defeat in the league and then also going out of a third semi-final of a cup.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we had a long sort of debrief after the game, just telling them that, you know, I want them to have their heads held high, really. We've had a great season. We've just slightly, I said to them, we flattered to deceive. You know, we've got to that stage where we've got opportunity. We had an opportunity to get 50-plus points, and we fritted that away. We had opportunities to get to St Mary's in the Hampshire Senior Cup. We lost, and we didn't really perform against a good Winchester side. The Tadley game, you know, we didn't need to do much to win that game, and we just didn't really perform. You know, we were tired. We had a lot of games and stuff like that. We wasted that. Same with the Blackfield game, and obviously tonight. So, disappointing really that we've not really got out of the season what I think we really deserved.
And in terms of tonight, it's a bit of a cliche, but it really was a game of two halves. I thought first half you were much the better side, on top for majority of the half, without having too many clear-cut opportunities. But you got a good goal from Liam Gilbert, and then created a couple more chances or half chances after that, and could have edged yourself even further ahead. Got yourself in at half time, and you must have thought it was a good job done for the first half.
Yeah, I did. I did think that we needed the second goal. It was fairly evident that if we'd have got that second goal, their minds might have started to drift in towards, their Saturday, Monday that they've got. So, ultimately we've not quite got the lead that we needed and probably warranted in the first half. And then second half, credit to Dan Turkington, he's changed his shape, they've changed what they've done, and you know they got on top. But it looked like we'd weathered the storm, and we were sort of seeing the game through and starting to build our way back into the game. And then a catalogue of, poor goal from us. The ball's got rolled back to Rossi. He could have played the ball forwards into a wide man or a forward or into a midfielder. Rolled it to Scotty, exactly the same. Could have gone forwards. Rolled it across to Josh Arfield. Again, should have passed it forwards. And he's tried to take a man on in his last man. You cannot afford to do that at this level. Of senior football, and mind you, he's done it a lot through the season and got away with it, but today he's they've robbed him, and the ball's got chipped across to Lad Coles, who's finished clinically like he does. He's a good player, so really disappointed with that goal. It knocked the stuffing out of us a little bit, and for a while we were wobbling, but we sort of found our way back into the game again. And it looked like we were getting back into it, and we were starting to create again. And then it looked like it was drifting towards extra time, to be fair. And then a free kick, and they've lumped it into the box. And you know, they do that well. They've got good players in the air, and we didn't get anyone in front of Bunyan, and he flicked the ball into an unguarded net, really. And a good header from him, to be fair, but not a particularly good defender.
And then obviously they're a good side. They're in and around the top of Combined Counties, I believe, and they're looking to go up.
Yeah, I mean, just to talk about them, I wish them all the best. You know, Dan's done a great job there. He's a good lad. He's a good manager, and they've been knocking on the door for two or three years, I really sincerely hope that they can win their games on Saturday and Monday and get a promotion, hopefully, into our league. It'd be good to have a local side like them. They're much, much maligned for the way that they play, but I think that they play some good football, to be honest with you. They play percentages a touch, but you know, there's nothing wrong with that. They're good at what they do, and I think they deserve it more than anyone to get promoted, so I really hope that they get that.
And a bit of a strange interview tonight. Obviously, normally I'm asking you about the next game ahead or what you're planning for training and what you're trying to do to get people back from injury. And obviously, the end of the season comes and sort of two different paths pan out, really. The players go and have a break, go on holiday, they do whatever they're going to do. And obviously, your planning, possibly it's already started, but I would certainly imagine it's underway now and you're already thinking about next season.
Yeah, I mean, we've started months ago, really. We've been scouting players and looking at options for next year. You know, the amount of games that Pete Millard, bless him, has gone and watched is Yeah, it was ridiculous. So, you know, we've got a list of targets. We have to be realistic with it. I could write out a list of 10, 15, 20 players I'd absolutely love to have at the club, but we can't afford that. So, you know, we have to find them little hidden gems. We do that. That's what we do well. You look at your Ben Toys, what a player he's been this year, what a find. You know, he's only going to get better. You know, he's going to keep
coming.
Sorry, there was someone walked past. You know, he's only going to keep getting better, and hopefully, injuries will curtail the end of his season. But he'll come strong again next year. And Josh Harfield again, he's had a poor game today, but he's only going to keep getting better. And you know, what a find he's been. So we've got to find players like that, and I'm sure that we'll unearth a few more gems next season.
You know, from my perspective as well, I just want to congratulate you on, in my opinion, a very good season. It's been great to talk to you after the games, and you've always given some honest thoughts, and I appreciate that greatly. I wish you all the best, obviously, over the summer in terms of your planning, and I wish you all the best for next season, and hopefully if I'm around then hopefully we'll be having these chats again.
Absolutely, it's been good, and I think it's been good to be able to give people an insight to what our thoughts were and what we've done in games. I want to make sure that, you know, thank all the people that have come and watched and supported. You know, it's not always easy to watch us. We haven't got the sort of talent that some of the other teams have got, but I think everyone's appreciated the heart and spirit and the way that we've gone about it this year, and I look forward to doing it again next year. One final thing I want to really thank is I really want to thank the players who I think have been an absolute credit to the club, and you know, I think that we've had good chats with most of them. Most of them are going to be with us next year, which is great. And also the staff. I don't think there's a better staff than us, than what we've got here. And I certainly couldn't do stuff without them. So thanks to them. Thanks to the players and the supporters. I'm sorry it hasn't been quite the showpiece end that maybe we could have had or maybe deserved or warranted across the season, but we've just fell short. And I've said to the lads, we're not going to do that next year. We're going to find players that are not going to do that, and or, you know, we're going to step up to the plate a little bit more, because they're a good bunch. They're absolutely honest as the day is long. I'm very, very proud of them, very proud of what we've done. I just wish for them more than anything that, you know, we'd had a showpiece end to the season, and ultimately it seems a bit disappointing to end it like this. But we look forward to next year.
Once again, thanks very much, and best of luck over the summer and in the new season.
Cheers, mate. Oh, and also, just one more thing. Best of luck to Camberley. I don't want to feel like I'm belittling their performance today. I thought, you know, they were positive and in the second half, and I hope that they get their promotion and we see them next year.